World Golf Hall of Famer, Lee Trevino.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Mayor, council members, y'all thought I was taller, didn't you? Huh? Yeah, see, you don't have to be big to bring down those big guys. All you have to do is be focused. That's the whole deal. I'll tell you, this is a big day. I was so excited. Ron Spears called me. I was on vacation. I'm always on vacation. And I was in Palm Springs. And my son goes to USC. That's okay. She works at SMU. My daughter works for SMU at admissions, you know. But anyway, thank you very much. You don't pay her enough, I can tell you that. But other than that, everything is fine. But anyway, Ron Spears called me up and told me about this project. And he said, this is a big secret. Now, you know, I can't keep a secret. And I don't know how many people I told about it. And I know that Herb Durham, I was having breakfast yesterday at Preston Trails, and Herb Durham says, I can't play. I've got to have a meeting. And I said, what happened? He said, salesmanship club meeting. I said, hell, I can tell you what they're going to talk about. Let me just tell you what's going on, and then we can go play. And Herb's 88 years old, you know. I mean, but anyway, this is big, folks. And this is a lot bigger than most people can even think about. I mean, it's been a long time since someone has taken the initiative to build something and call it world. I mean, this is going to be a big deal for Dallas. And this is why I'm endorsing this so big, not only because of the first tee, not only because it's going to house the players, and we're going to get better players at SMU because of this facility, as far as recruiting is concerned, but what can happen with this? Now, I know there was a lot said here already today about, oh, we're going to play this amateur tournament, and that amateur tournament, and that amateur tournament. Now, you got to understand, I never played an amateur tournament. I started out of the Marine Corps, working on a construction crew, building a golf course, to a driving range for 4 years, to winning the first tournament I ever played in. I won the first tournament I ever played in, and it was a professional tournament. It was the Texas State Open down at Sharpstown in Houston, and I won it in 1965, and from there I started playing. Now, we didn't have a first tee when I was young. Our first tee was the caddy ranks. We had caddies. I grew up right here. I caddied at Glen Lakes Country Club. I had 100 of my friends that were black from South Dallas that came up on the tracks, and they would come to Glen Lakes, and it was DAC at the time, and we would caddy. And we had a little caddy yard out in the back, and this is where we learned how to play. Now, we had three holes back there in a field, and we'd throw the clubs at each other, and we'd play. Now, you have to understand that out of that, there was a tremendous amount of good players that came out of there. When I was playing the tour in 1967 and started, we had 12 to 15 blacks playing on the tour, five Hispanics. Today, we have hardly any. Tiger is the only one that's playing out there now. And the reason for it is because we learned how to play the game back then as a caddy. We caddied on the course, we were taught how to play, and from there we honed down. The carts came along, and no more caddies. And this is one of the reasons that the minority player went down. This first tee is very important to us. And this first tee is important simply because it is going to give the minority kids not only a chance to learn how to play golf, but it's like Mr. Burr said, life. And more of those kids that are going on, that are in the first tee, as he said, are going to high school, finishing, and even some are going to college. And eventually, when we get a facility like this facility that they're going to build here, we're going to get some guys going on the tour. We're going to get them to play with the big boys. Now, I was kind of lucky. I practiced 15 hours a day, and simply because I wasn't a highly educated guy, and I had no options. And as I tell my son every day, and he's a sophomore at USC, and I told my daughter that graduated at USC, Options is what you need in life. Without options, you don't have any options. And what is options? Options is to go to school and get you a degree. Whether it's a high school degree, if you can't go to college, at least you have a high school degree, or a college degree. This is what you have to do. I started playing golf when I was 19 years old. The only reason I started playing is because when I was 16 years old, Dallas Finest stopped my car, and I had borrowed some hubcaps from somebody. And I put them on my car. And he says, boy, he says, how old are you? I said, I'm 16, sir. He said, when are you going to be 17? I said, December 1, which is Sunday, I'll be 73. And he says, you know, he says, you ought to look at the service. So I ended up in the Marine Corps for 4 years. And I'll tell you what, it made me a man. It made me realize, it gave me a focus to where in the world I was going. But this particular project is big. And it's like they were saying about these amateur tournaments. I'm going to throw some dates at you, and you just think about this. 1927, Cedar Crest, PGA. Walter Hagen won that. That was a major championship. 1952, Northwood, Julius Boris, U.S. Open, won that tournament. 1963, DAC, Mesquite. Who was it? Jack Nicklaus won that tournament. Let me tell you this. The major championships have gotten so big that all these golf courses that are around here, think about it. When's the last time have you seen a major championship in the state of Texas? Houston, I think they played down there, many years ago. What's happened now is that it's gotten big. And it's gotten to the point to where you need corporate tents. You need a golf course. You don't have to. Everybody says, oh, we're going to build this course to challenge the pros. Oh, great. Make the par fours 500 yards long. Make the par fives 800 yards long. Make the par threes 350. That'll challenge them. That will challenge them. But that's not the way you do it. You build a facility and you build a golf course that you can challenge people from different tees, whether they're a scratch, handicap, 5, 12, 15, 27, make them enjoy it. You can do that. We're fixing to go next year to the U.S. Open at Marion. Marion's landlocked. It's going to play 70, 100 yards long. You know what they did there? They brought those fairways in so narrow that you have to walk single file. There is no, you know how you play a golf course? Oh, that's the first cut. Oh, that's the second cut. That's the third cut. No. Marion's got no cut. Marion went down there and put some fairways down there about 18 yards wide, and then the weeds are this high from there out, see. And it's going to be a very challenging thing. The U.S. Open takes a golf course every year. Every year. They take a U.S. Open golf course, and they take a vintage course, and what do they do with it? They make it hard for those guys. Same thing we can do here. We want to build a traditional golf course out here that we can get a big dance. We can get a big tournament. Jerry Jones did it just up the street, you know. We could have had it right here. I could see it from here if we'd have put it right over here. But Jerry Jones did it right up the street. Everybody talks about, when you talk about football stadiums, what do they talk about? Oh, you should see that Dallas stadium. It's unbelievable. That's what we want to do here. We want to build a golf course here that we can bring in and that the USGA will look at us. The USGA is not coming to Texas to look at any golf courses. The PGA is not coming to look at any golf courses. So what we want to do here is we want a facility, and we're capable of doing it. If you've got 400 acres, and as long as the computers are working and the cell phones, AT&T is not going to run out of money anytime soon that I know of. Now, can you imagine what we can do with this thing, and then we probably can bring a big tournament in? But I think that if we work this correctly, We build the 18 holes. We build the 9 holes that's for the beginners. And I want 2 driving ranges, not 1. I want 2 because I want the first tee to have their own. Now, the last thing I want to say here is what it's going to do for SMU. Because I'm going to tell you something. These dads and moms now that have these kids in high school that are good players, they're looking at these schools, and they're not actually looking at the school. They're actually looking at the practice facility because they have visions of their son being on the tour or their daughter being on the LPGA. So that the recruiting with SMU being involved with this golf course, and and it's going to be very easy. You're going to be able to bring some guns in here, some big guns in here. And I think that's why we lost Jordan Spieth. It's because we didn't have a great practice facility, and he went down to Texas. But anyway, we're going to be around, and if you have any questions, but believe me when I tell you this, this is a big deal. And like everyone said here, this is a big investment. This is an investment. And I guarantee you, you're going to get all your money back. Don't worry about it, because there are going to be a lot of people out here. Thank you, Mayor. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Great citizen of Dallas.